Mam nadzieję, bo jego przynajmniej ma jest spać.
Even a small amount of liquid that you drink, mashu. That's really choshuv. Once you drink that small amount of liquid, then all other drinks are exempt. However, in the bialocha, we said the bialocha is mashma that it doesn't work with a small amount. You have to have a modern lupa. You have to drink a cheap bowl, which is about 44 mil, which I'm saying generally, the person who makes kiddush, that generally does. The lachaim glasses, even when they're full, they're only 30. So they haven't got this molly nugma, have not got the shi of molly nugma. So according to the bialocha, you haven't got this heter if someone is having wine at a table. You distribute wine to people at the table, this heter will not apply. Yeah, that's the problem. I'm saying it's a big machlok. It's not clear what a halacha is. The Mishnah Berurah, the halacha says at the end, Ladin et tzorech iyan, I'm not sure about this halacha, how much you have to have. But nochen echad chedosh mishi yitzel if tosha, mashkin yishtek, I've got a problem with him, we should drink your mali lugmov. I hold, ideally, he should be drinking your mali lugmov to pat all out of drinks. He says anyway, a mali lugmov is a dangerous amount to drink, generally, because mali lugmov is 44 mil. It's a socket when you make it after bracha. I'm saying for kiddush, it's not worse than anyway having a meal, so you haven't much of a problem. But if you're not having kiddush, if you're not having a sudra afterwards, you're going to have a bit of a problem. Yeah? So generally speaking, modern lugmov is not going to have. But then it carries on. If you didn't do that, that means all the other people who take part in the kiddush, they have a sample of wine. He says, Yavakish la'achem, shloitom, klamen akush, yitrenu abrochash on a mashkin. Should I ask someone else to make you make a shakwa to patter you from out of drinks at the table? Or you make a broch on sugar to exempt yourself. That's what he says. Yeah? That was number one. Then number two, so that's halacha number one, how much wine you have to have. The next halacha was another interesting point, is does the drinks have to be in front of you on the table? So Mishnah Berurah brings our first opinion is that this only works to exempt other drinks if the drinks are in front of you at the table. If you go to a kiddush, for example, Shabbos morning, you make kiddush, the whole hall is called in front of you. I mean, even if someone says, that's a good point actually, well, it's time to go to drinks on a separate table. But that's all called in front of you. It's all there in front of you at the table. That is called in front of you. And you make a bracha, bring a black offering. Everything's included. That's universal. No one disagrees on that, actually. The question is if it's not in front of you, but you have intention to have it. That means, for example, you're making kiddush at the table. You're here. You've got cake and wine at the table. And I know I'm going to have a glass of Coke later. I'm going to go to the fridge to get some Coke. The wine is not in this room. Does that help? That's the question. I said, Mishnah Berurah seems to be a maker. He brings yes, Makir, if we're looking for someone leaner, even if it's not in front of you, as long as you have das on it. So say it looks like he's not like this, really. Yeah, and if you have das on it, it's alright. I just want to show you, so we asked about coffee yesterday. I thought I brought it with me.
No, I haven't got the same one. I thought I brought it with.
Right, so I looked at Ira Park. He says that the coffee beans and the hot water, I think it's not enough. It's not cold before.
Although the water is there. Coffee really is water. All you do is put in coffee to colour it. So the water's there.
So
that's like a drink. Why should it be a different?
Yeah. I forgot to bring this. I bought the same. I don't know what I've done with it. It's in the car.
So, but it's a different drink. If that drink's on your page,
maybe.
It's
not, it's a red safe.
No, it's in
the
other table. I bring many times. I've got, oh, can we have a flask?
So that could be better. If you've got the water, maybe it's better if you've got the water mannish
on the table.
But he's talking about the urns in the kitchen, let's say. You've got
a cup. What's the difference in the Coke in the fridge?
Yes, it's a passage to what is there.
Yeah.
And you've got the coffee beans as well.
That's on a coffee.
The coffee is not there.
So you've got a coffee bean there. Talk about the coffee beans there. There. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, that is number two. So one shayla is how much wine you have to have. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two is, does it have to be in front of you or can it be have das on it? That's all a bit of a question. Okay, that's another important point.
How much wine do you have to have?
How possible hold on? Something about kosher. I don't know. Okay, so right, then we spoke out of food. Finished off yesterday. There's two interesting questions that come out of this, actually. And that is, let's say, for example, I Let's say there are two questions that come out very interesting. Let's say someone did not have the wine, a coffee in front of him, and he didn't have intention to have a coffee. So he made Kiddush, he had wine and cake, and then he says, you know what, I think I'm going to have a cup of coffee. Does he have to make a broch on that coffee? Yeah. Because
yes.
He does. Does he, when he finishes that coffee, let's say he had a reveal of that coffee within the time, does he have to make a broch achron on that coffee? Or does Al HaGefen work for that? Now you said yesterday, make a broch and show, make a broch and show. My son, I'm possibly not sure about this. Could be that Al HaGefen is so choshuv, it includes it. And I'll tell you another interesting side, which I'll have to my third fact, it's very interesting. Let's say someone has, during a week, someone has a drink of coffee or a drink of Coke. Fine, make sure Hakim Bori has his drink. Then later decides to have a glass of wine. So he's put a plug off it. And he has a glass of wine. Now, when he makes Al HaGefen later, will that help also for the
previous
trip beforehand?
Previous
book. Yeah, it's a Kiddush actually, it's a big sophic actually. Also, this is not clear what to do. It's a question. It's not clear in the apostle what the answer is to this question. So this is a bit of a grey area. Okay, that was more or less what he said yesterday.
You didn't have any meal after that. To wash,
we'll come to that now. What have we done?
He's had a coffee, he's had a drink, maybe he's had a bit of cake, I don't know, and then he's going to wash.
Let's speak about it now.
Oh, that's today's show.
That's today's show. That's a very interesting topic. Generally speaking, I must tell you, a general rule is if you have something before a meal, let's say, for example, it's Tuesday, well, it's Monday night tonight, so he's waiting for supper at home, and he's going to wash. Well, hi, sir. Slepping, his wife's not there, well, the food's not ready yet. So he decides he's going to have a bit of Kegel first. He takes the helps out a nice portion of Kegel. No shyly, he's got a kazai, he's having a problem. He has the Kegel, makes very pure doma. The question is now, does this make bone
before he washes?
Before he washes.
If he's going to wash.
He's going to wash.
He's going to wash anyway.
He's going to wash it.
Why should you wash before?
Because he's not ready. Not ready at washing. The meal's not ready. So on that halacha is quite clear, actually. Whatever you had before the meal is not included in the meal, and bichs and mosim will not pass it. And you have to make a burrow in the foshes first.
So you couldn't make a
burrow
in the
foshes
after
bichs and mosim. Well, I'm coming to that. So you have to, someone has a nice something or kegel before the meal. He's waiting, he takes home, having chips, like whatever he's having, you know, he's having a whole lot of having things, he can't wait, and then he eats it. If there's no connection to the meal, even though you're having that in a meal, but you don't need it for the meal, that brocha, that is a separate part, so no shyness to the meal, because you don't need it for a meal, and therefore, you have to make a burden of foshes. If you realize in the middle of your meal, you've not said burden of foshes, you have to say it then. Akkenekach, if you benched, as far as I remember, you've got to say burden of foshes. It's got no connection. Yeah.
It has. So even if it's kicked, it was expected that it would have kicked on.
Yeah. It's got no connection. You don't need this kegel. It's got no shadows to it. If, let me a couple of moments. If you need that kegel for the meal, that means, for example, someone wants to have a banana in a meal. He's got a question, makes bread per domino, he just to make a bread per domino in the middle of an army. He doesn't want to make a bread per domino, so he wants to make a bread per domino before the meal to putter it. Then that bread per domino you're making on the kegel, even if it's under a banana, but since you're going to use it for the meal, it gets slept in. Otherwise, it's got no connection to meal in your sabra. Yeah, sorry, Chaim. Is that answered?
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
He's
going to eat kegel in the meal.
What about so? If he has his banana, to be able to have a kegel.
No, it's the
key. No, the key is for the banana. The key, a banana is a question. Some people don't like to make broch on bananas. It's artists. Is it part of them? It's not part of them. He's got a sophic. So he wants to cover himself. So he makes the bread for abdomen before he starts the meal on keto. Wow. So that bread for abdomen that he made for the meal is needed for the meal as well. So you want to help him for the banana.
I don't think we need it.
So it doesn't make a bread for abdomen.
Then it won't.
No, because he's going to have keto in the meal as well.
No, so I'm telling you, no, okay. Yeah. Rabbi said, listen carefully, it's not complicated.
He doesn't need because he would be covered with a mutzi.
If he's going to have kegel in the meal, let's say.
Again, if a person has kegel before the meal, he makes bo'e pri adoma. Now, that bo'e pri adoma, is it going to be used for the meal at all? If he has more kegel in the meal,
that's why he eats the kegel before the meal, otherwise he would eat popcorn or something else.
Right.
Kegel is there because of his meal.
He's got no connection to the meal.
Yes,
he's got to have it in the meal as well. He's not shyness to the meal now. He's before
he'll have no less during the meal.
All right, that's got no shyness to the meal. It's a separate thing. Again, he's got kegel. He has to make a bread for a dom on a kegel before the meal. Yeah. Now, that bread for a dom made on a kegel is not needed for the meal. Because when he has kegel at the meal time, the hamoitzi helps for it. In that case there, that toilet rakovar, it's not connected to the meal. He has to make a burger and a foshes. Akilikach, in the middle of the meal, you realize you have a burger and a foshes. And as far as I remember, if you benched already, you also have to make a burger and a foshes, because it wasn't covered by benching. If, though, that boi adoma that you had is needed for the meal, that means I have to make a bracha boi pri adoma on kegel, because I know in the middle of the meal I'm having a banana. And a banana, some, not, I want to make a bracha on a banana in the middle of the meal, because it's after this question whether it's included in the meal or not. So I want to cover myself now. So I'm making a boi pri adoma now to help me for the mealtime. That gets linked to the meal, and that's okay.
Yeah, you're right, but ala tzad, you don't need a boi pri adoma on the banana in the meal. It's not buttery.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like unfortunate.
No, because there's a sopping. Whenever you've got a sopping, you're doing the sopping, you connect it to the meal.
Maybe you do make a burger and in the meal. If you eat a pig.
Yeah, so because you've got that sopping, you're doing the burger. The thing works for everything. It works for shakho as well. Let's say a person makes a shakho on a drink before meal.
Right.
And he knows the meal is going to have a chocolate.
Doesn't butter it. Because it's got no disconnection.
The shahakal that you make on a drink will
help with the chocolate. But the chocolate is put from washing. With a banana, you said, because there's a suffix during the meal to make up for every adult.
So it's chocolate.
If I make it by the meal, it would be
same as chocolate, my friend. Chocolate's the same shine.
You make a chocolate?
You have a meal.
Have a
meal. No shots in the meal.
You have a piece of chocolate in the meal.
Chocolate's got no connection to me. It's like it's mummy's. It's even worse than afters. Basically, about afters of food, saying, I don't want to say it's derelict to eat. A chocolate's got no connection at all. This would have chocolate in the meal. It's got no shine. So if you're using the brocha, if you need the brocha for the meal, for some purpose in the meal, then you do not make a brocha achron. Otherwise, you always make a brocha achron.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you eat your chocolate between two pieces of farah,
first of all, I'm not sure if that's true. It's not a derech. I don't know if you have that. That's going to help you even. Does it help? If you just sandwich something between, if you put ice cream between challah.
That's like,
sand.
Vinegar bells have challah. Ice cream doesn't make a challah.
Yeah, because their whole make, I think you don't need probably. That's where the whole
thing comes in. Yeah,
but it never works with chocolate. I'm not sure it's going
to
work. I don't know.
But chocolate and bread?
But even if you do, the mice said, it's not a normal dairy. I know most people don't eat that. Most people want to eat chocolate separate. So if you want to eat it by itself, that broth is being used. This works for everything, my friends.
Yeah.
There's one exception, which we'll see, but it's just a bezoinus. Bezoinus is a bit different. But otherwise, her doma, shahako, and her eaters that you use before a meal, because when people don't realize that they're not eating before a meal, they're going to wash 10 minutes later. They don't realize that they have, I don't know, whatever they have. They have kegel, meat, chips, everything they have. The mice said, it's like to have it before the meal. And then they wash, they have to realize that a big sum wasn't does not help for that food, even if they're having the same food in the meal. They're having the same food mamish in the meal, it doesn't help. I must tell you, a drink might be a bit different. I don't want to get too complicated, but Muhammad's not so happy with drinks in the middle of a meal. He times you might have to make a broth on it. So because of that, if someone makes a shakar and a drink before the meal, it's connected a bit to the meal, because according to the Muhammad, it's a suffix when you make shakal on a drink. So it could be a bit different with a drink. But generally speaking, any solid food that you have, with kegel, any proper food that you're having, it's got no connection. Even if you're having it in the meal, but you don't need it for the meal, you need to make an after bracha on it. So far, so good.
Yeah. What's the dish in that?
What, Mashi?
What's the dish in
that? Brochot, Mashi. Brochot. Thank you, Mashi. Now, let's go on to mezonos. Now, mezonos is a bit more complicated. I want to explain to you why. Really, there's a big question in the poskim. We know bread is hamotzi. That means a person takes flour and water and he bakes in the oven, it's hamotzi. It's quite simple. There's such a thing in Chazal called pasapor bekistin. And that is something which is called, in inverted commas, cake. Now the general guideline is that cake is something which is not eaten as a mainstay. It's generally eaten only as a snack. That is the whole idea of pasapor bekistin. Most people don't eat pasapor bekistin as a meal. Bread is eaten as a meal, so it's called hamotzi. Anything which is the same ingredients, flour and water, is the same thing, but it's not meant to be eaten as a mainstay of a meal. It's meant, the whole idea of it is generally a snack. It's true, we start to have cake, we have loads and loads of it, but generally speaking, cake, biscuits and things like that are not meant to be eaten as a mainstay meal. It's meant to be eaten as a snack. Now, Chazal say, as a Machlokes in Rishonim, what makes that into pasapor bekistin? What's the criteria? So the snack is allowed, it's called mezonos, And a mainstay meal is hamoitzi. So Rishonim gives three different explanations, which is very important to know, because it makes a big difference here, over here. Number one is the Rashba, I think it is, says that any dough which has a filling inside it is automatically not bread. It's meant to be a snack. So I know what's an example, Rogelach, for example. So it's got chocolate inside the filling. Anything which is a filling inside the cake, that's its purpose. It's meant to be a filling. That automatically separates it from bread. That becomes preserved. So that's opinion number one in Shulchan Aruch. Opinion number two in Shulchan Aruch is any dough which is sweet. That means you put sugar in it, you put honey, eggs. It's different to a normal texture of a bread dough. That's number two opinion. And the third opinion is that the dough is brittle. It's crispy. You have to bite into it and chew it, like a cracker, a matzah. All those things we should have done this, right? It's a big question why I make a matzah hamotzi. But the maisa, anything which is a crackery type, a biscuit, a cracker, a wafer, all these things are mezonos. So in the Shulchan Aruch, there's three opinions brought. Again, opinion number one, which makes sense to mezonos, is if it's got a filling in it. Opinion number two is if the dough is sweet. Now, I wrote down some examples of it. Let's write some examples. I've got over here for number one, for example, the first one, the cake which has got a filling in, I've got a kokosh cake, rogelach, anything like that, yeah? That is rule number one, it's got a filling inside. Rule number two is like a honey cake. It's got a sweet dough. You put honey inside the cake. A lot of the sponge cakes, all these cakes have got things that are not like, to make the dough is different, it's a different texture. And therefore, that is mezonos. Number three opinion is anything which is like a hard thing to eat, that is a mezonos also.
You've got plain sugar-free rogelach.
And what's happened to the dough? What are they putting in the dough? I'm saying, normally the dough is sweet. Does mummy taste like bread? Tastes like a plain bread?
Tastes like
rogelach. Rogelach, sweet, Laurie. And I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, some of these cakes have got all three.
It's an egg. Egg is not sweet, is it?
It's not sweet. It's also not an egg. Okay. I must tell you, sometimes you can have something that's got all three of this. Le Moshe and apple tart. So it's got a filling, the apples inside. It's a sweet dough, and it can be quite, it's crusty a bit. So it's got all three conditions. Now, we, says the Beis Yosef, don't know what to do. So in each one of these opinions, we made mezonos on. It's actually very mechilish, actually. Because it could be what we're doing is maybe bread. According to the first opinion, that it's got a filling inside. Yeah? So he holds that mezonos. But he'll hold, if it's a sweet dough, or it's crusty, it's hamotzi. So you might say, we're doing an interesting thing, what we're doing. When we make mezonos on any one of these three, we're actually getting ourselves a bit of a pickle. Because it really might be passed, according to the other opinions. Am I correct?
No, if it's a sweet or crusty, quote filling, it won't be a moitzi if not that it's got a filling. But now that it's got a filling, all these go out the window.
No, come on. Let's take the first opinion, that it has to have a filling in there.
Yeah? So
if you were to ask him, what happens to a dough that's sweet or it's crusty? What would you say?
Without a filling.
Yeah.
A moitzi like bread. Yeah. You're right, but the filling makes it out.
I understand. But according to this technique, let's say if you've got a rogelach in front of you, so it's got a filling in. Yeah. So you made mezonos. If you ask opinion number two or number three, is it a mezonos or a hamotzi, what would they tell you? Opinion number two will tell you it's not a sweet dough, sorry, it's sugar hamotzi. Opinion number three will tell you it's not crusty, it's sugar hamotzi. So opinion two and three will tell you on this rogelach you should make hamotzi.
So why didn't you wash for it?
You wouldn't have
bought it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you wash for it? Oh, you understand? It's really, it's not about the cash. It's a bit of a mystery what's going on over here, really. Whenever we have a one-sided mezonos, we are taking a big risk over here, what we're doing, because maybe it might be a mix. I told you, someone followed up last week, I had an interesting question, which is a bit sensitive, actually. He said he had a pita bread. He made mezonos. Now, after he's had his pita bread, he's not sure whether it was mezonos or hamotzi. What should you do for an after bracha?
Is he washing it?
So he's got no more left, he doesn't know what to do.
He's got no more left.
Now he's got himself a bit of pickle. Because If it's mezonos, she has to be on a mikvah. If it's bread, she may not. So here, every mezonos that we're making, if it's only one opinion, the other two opinions are telling you it's bread.
So why does he wash? Why does he bench
it? He wants to want to do, but she wants to want to. Yeah, yeah, I've lost everyone.
Yeah,
I've lost everyone.
So it could be
me after bench. It should be at the bench. Yeah. Let's say, for example, a cracker. Yeah. So I take a cracker, I make mezuzahs on it, because opinion number three holds a cracker is called pasa bama kiss, mezuzahs. But according to opinion number two, the dough is not sweet. And according to opinion number one, there's no filling inside it. I should be making a motion on this.
Yep.
That is the Beis Yosef discussion.
Yep.
And the Beis Yosef says, stop it, brachas offer, let's know exactly what it means. But because we're not sure about this, you have to make a lower form of a bracha. That's number one. Let's start there, Robbie, because it's a bit late. Okay, Robbie, so we'll start there. What? Yeah, I know. It's an interesting thing what we're doing.
Yeah. With a cracker, eat a pickle. If you get a pickle, eat a pickle.